Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here, and I just want to commend you and thank you for listening to Scripture and being prayed for according to Scripture, because it's so powerful. This is Reader's Month, and so today we're going to hear from Sarah. She says, "Hi, Mary. I just wanted to say how helpful and encouraging your Pray Every Day podcast is. I love your insight into the Scriptures and your prayers from the heart. They very often are so apt for me and speak so clearly into my situation. You have a real gift. I live in Herne Bay, Kent, in England. I found your podcast as I search for daily prayer productions. Your words are always so inspiring, and I love your spirit of graciousness and love, Sarah." Sarah, thank you so much, and how fun that you are listening in England. I'm actually hoping to get there this year, so hopefully maybe someday we'll have a Pray Every Day meetup in another country. That would be so amazing. So today we are in Micah chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 in the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. This is God speaking. "I said, 'Listen, you leaders of Israel, you are supposed to know right from wrong, but you are the very ones who hate good and love evil. You skin my people alive and tear the flesh from their bones. Yes, you eat my people's flesh, strip off their skin, and break their bones. You chop them up like meat for the cooking pot. Then you beg the Lord for help in times of trouble. Do you really expect him to answer? After all the evil you have done, he won't even look at you. This is what the Lord says. You false prophets are leading my people astray. You promise peace for those who give you food, but you declare war on those who refuse to feed you. Now the night will close around you, cutting off all your visions. Darkness will cover you, putting an end to your predictions. The sun will set for you, prophets, and your day will come to an end. Then you seers will be put to shame, and you fortune tellers will be disgraced, and you will cover your faces because there is no answer from God. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, this is a harsh judgment of those who are supposed to be Israel's leaders. They're supposed to know right from wrong. They're supposed to protect the innocent. They're supposed to protect the flesh and blood of those who lead. They're supposed to be servant leaders, and yet they have not been that. They have prophesied peace when there's no peace. They have prophesied war when there's peace. They have not listened to you. They have pretended to represent you, and yet they don't. And Lord, I actually do pray this for our churches today. I believe that you are cleaning house right now, Lord, and I believe that you are getting sick of maybe the Laodicean way that we are, neither hot nor cold, but you're also sick of leaders who are harming the flock, who are using the name of Jesus but hurting their congregation and not shepherding well. And so, Lord, I pray for exposure. I pray that if there are harmful shepherds out there, Lord, that you would expose them, and that they would be able to find employment elsewhere where they're not leading other people and damaging people's lives. And Lord, if they are predatory to the point of sexually predatory or physically predatory, Lord, we pray that the authorities would get involved and there would be justice, particularly for those who have been harmed. I know that there are a lot of people out there who have been in difficult church situations with predatory pastors, or who have had spiritual abuse. And Lord, this is not how your church should be. And so just as we read through Micah chapter 3, it's really, really encouraging to me to know, Lord, that this affects you too, and it makes you angry as well. Lord, help us as we read about these things to take it as a cautionary tale, to take our responsibility not lightly, but with the proper reverence, that when we are called to lead your people, you will give us the strength to do that. And we shouldn't do it grudgingly or under compulsion, but cheerfully, but also not to lord it over others or try to exploit people for our gain or try to build a platform for our own fame. Lord, this is always, always, always about you and not about us. So Lord, help us to look at these shepherds that Micah's talking about and help us to choose not to be that way. And we can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, just as we found out today from Sarah, who is writing from England, I would love to hear if you've heard about the podcast or you're listening from another country other than the United States. So email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know how you heard about Pray Every Day and where you're writing from. So thank you so much for that. And I am just tickled pink because my heart is just to see the gospel spread all over the world. This is my missionary heart, and so it makes me really happy. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.